Now it's just coming up to 11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. It would eat my brunch, and my 11:30 guest today is Moira Dare Edwards, who's here to talk about the Holocaust Memorial Day exhibitions and commemoration, which are taking place between Thursday the 26th of January to Saturday the 28th of January at the Town Hall in Ingrave Road. So good morning.
Good morning.
How did you actually get involved with the Memorial Day exhibition?
I taught German, first of all, and lived in Germany for a number of years, and obviously visited the concentration camps. This was quite a long time ago, and it's always been something I've wanted to understand, and it's grown very much. And I think it was 2001 when Tony Blair decided we should mark International Holocaust Memorial Day. So I started doing something very small, and it's just grown. It's not been my desire, but it's just grown, and here I am today with a group of wonderfully committed friends, and we put on exhibitions and have a speaker every year now. This takes place at the Town Hall. The council are very supportive of us, which is wonderful, because without their support it would be very difficult to do. We used to do it in a church, but then when we got to know our local Jewish community, a church didn't seem the right place. It needed to be somewhere neutral. And so Natasha, who is part, well, she leads the Brentwood Jewish community, she and I went to the Town Hall. And it went from there. On the Saturday evening, we do a meeting of commemoration and invite all members of the community. It's like a little service, mainly saying sorry to God for all these dreadful things that have been done against the Jewish people, and of course all those who suffered in the Holocaust, and also asking him to give us compassion on all the things that are dreadful things that are happening these days. But we take the opportunity to have a speaker. We also have a ceremony of commemoration, 6 candles that we, different members of the community, light in memory of a particular segment of the community, of those who died. It's always positive as well. Of course, it's a very, very sad, mournful occasion, but it's also positive because we want people to learn from the Holocaust, because it does affect all of us. Mm. Where does bullying and picking on people lead? And the Holocaust was the ultimate destination of that sort of behaviour.
You can't imagine now in 2017 that would ever happen again, but it can happen again.
It
by
can.
The way that people, the brains get twisted of what is acceptable. That's really what happened. They wanted somebody to blame over in Germany, and it's snowballed into the most terrible atrocities.
But it was also Hitler's desire, and the desire of many, to wipe out the Jewish people from the face of the earth, basically. Mm. It wasn't just to get them out of Germany.
Yep.
It was a systematic elimination of the Jews, and you see that when you look at the records. So many Jews lived in this place, eliminated every single one. The records show it wasn't just a fight, it was a systematic elimination. Mm. Thank God it didn't go that far. There are many opinions about whether things could have been stopped before they were stopped, whether people could have gone into Bergen-Belsen beforehand. Mm. What we are interested in is truth, and presenting maybe the different sides of the truth, but it's so important now, as these people get older, to have them, as we've called our exhibition this year, Living Witnesses of the Holocaust. Mm. These people are obviously slowly dying because they are of that age, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
And we want to educate the younger generation. And there's nothing more powerful than school children, general public, meeting these people. Because so often it's just something people know in their heads. But to meet someone who suffered. A lot of people will have seen the Antiques Roadshow on Sunday on BBC One. And I found that so moving. There were all these people who had either were survivors themselves, or the families of survivors. No bitterness was evident whatsoever. And they were showing their artifacts. They were powerful things. They were amazing. I don't need to tell your listeners, really, because I expect most people watched it and I had a tear in their eye. But it is just so great to meet these people too and hear their stories. Mm. As I say, they don't have bitterness. They have sadness in their hearts for the loss of their families, their loved ones. But the Jewish people pick themselves up and move on and want other people to hear the stories so that they will learn. And though the Jewish people have gone on to build lives, to have families, that was, if you like, their revenge.
Yeah.
They haven't taken any other kind of revenge, but to embrace life. Mm. And that is typical of the Jewish people. On the ground floor, we have got our exhibition, which two very gifted and creative friends of mine have put together. It's looking at the timeline of the Holocaust just before it's, well, leading up to it, the last 100 years, really, from the Balfour Declaration, which celebrates 100 years this year, leading up to the Holocaust. It doesn't go into depth because, well, for one thing, we didn't have the space,
yeah,
but also people can be very overwhelmed with loads of facts. So it's the key points. It's for children and adults to grasp. It's also with the stories of two particular ladies who are going to be present each day, Susie Frankenberg and Hannah Kleiner, both Holocaust survivors, both with totally different stories, how they fit, their lives fit into that timeline, what they went on to do after the Holocaust, how they have led, as we are putting it, fruitful lives, leading on to what the Jewish people have done since the Holocaust, all the amazing inventions, discoveries. The world would be quite a sorry place if it didn't have so many of these inventions of the Jewish people. If in the town hall, Edgar Guest is our speaker who will be in the council chamber. We've booked in about 60 students from Brentwood and around,
yep,
specifically coming to here, but there is space for general public. There could be space for small groups from somewhere, but if anyone wants to book in a small group, say five or more, they do need to contact me because obviously it's not limitless.
Yeah.
But Edgar will be speaking from 11 for about 50 minutes about his own personal story, which again is different, and he will take questions and answers. On the Saturday evening when we take an offering, that will mainly go to Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Center in Jerusalem, where they do all the research. They do an amazing work. It's an amazing place to go to. It's where they educate many people from all the nations. And I've had the privilege of having a week there and doing a seminar. So that is, and we support also Holocaust survivors,
yep,
as well.
And it's very good for, as you said, for school children to come along and see this and actually, you know, because it's through the young people that we stop prejudice from developing.
And the children are free to ask questions.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits. They can ask questions. We're not there to traumatise them. There's nothing there that will traumatise children.
Yeah.
But they will learn very essential things and be able to draw lessons from it.
Yes.
For instance, we will ask them maybe at the end of the exhibition, particularly the younger ones, what do you want to do in the future that will be fruitful for everybody, not just you personally, but for everybody. So we want them to think as well and learn from the experience. One of our speakers last year was Otto Deutsch, and Otto sadly died 2 weeks ago. And I did just want to remember him on radio. He was a member of the Southend and Westcliff congregation. Lovely, lovely man, always a smile on his face. Lovely, dear man who thought of everybody. But he did have a burden because he lost all his family in the Holocaust. But he went on and built his life. And so we will also be giving a tribute to Otto.